According to testimony from his trial, Timothy McVeigh shared some of the conspiracy theories and anti-government beliefs of the militia movement, but many militia members condemned McVeigh when he was first arrested and show little sympathy for him now. NPR's Howard Berkus reports McVeigh's conviction and the possibility he could be executed could increase the anti-government feelings of militia members.
The militia movement's response to Timothy McVeigh is as varied as the movement itself. Chip Berlay has a think tank called Political Research Associates, and he breaks down the militia movement this way.
One is the more moderate view, if you can use that term. He did it. It was terrible. He should pay the price. It was a heinous act of terrorism.
Many moderates disbanded their militias because they didn't want to be linked with Timothy McVeigh or the bombing. They probably joined most Americans in cheering the guilty verdict.
The other extreme, mostly neo-Nazis, is he did it. It was a heroic act right on.
Berlay's talking about people like Dennis Mahan of Tulsa, who is identified with the extreme wing of the militia movement. McVeigh is a hero, he told a reporter, as long as the murderers of Waco and Ruby Ridge are free.
In the middle is where you find most of the militia people. And there's two variations on the theme that there's more going on here and that the trial was essentially a staged event that really doesn't represent the reality.
Chip Berlay refers to the first variation as the Oswald theory, as in Lee Harvey Oswald, the man accused of killing President Kennedy. And that comparison is made without prompting by Ross Hullett, an Oklahoma denturist and a leader of the Oklahoma Citizens Militia.
I don't think you'll find a patriot American citizen that doesn't believe McVeigh was involved, as was Oswald involved in the Kennedy assassination. We know that McVeigh was not a lone bomber. I only have sympathy for McVeigh in that he's taken the whole rap. That's the sympathy I have. And the people are so happy to hang somebody that they accept it.
There's also what militia watcher Chip Berlay calls the Manchurian candidate theory.
He's part of a plan of the government that blew up the building in an effort to impose tyranny towards the New World Order, which is coming soon on the UN's black helicopters, in which case he's, even if he's a dupe, he's part of a government plan to blow up the federal building.
Government involvement is echoed in the thinking of Leroy Crenshaw, a teacher in Springfield, Massachusetts, who is not a member of any militia but shares militia beliefs.
I think McVeigh probably is connected, probably is guilty, but there's a lot of other people that should also fry with him. Elements within the government that was involved in this, government agencies that was involved, they should pay the piper also.
Neither Leroy Crenshaw nor militia leader Ross Hullett were surprised by the verdict, but it still feeds the fervor sparked by the deadly siege at Ruby Ridge, Idaho, and the siege and deadly fire at Waco, Texas. That's unfinished business, says John Trockman of the militia of Montana. The McVeigh trial is unfinished business too, he says, speaking from his cell phone as he drives to militia events in Michigan and Florida.
It puts it in the same position that Ruby Ridge and Waco was put in, and I wish they wouldn't have done it this way. We'd love to put things to rest in America and go about our own lives for a change, but as long as certain public officials continue to act the way they do, we're going to continue to push until we get things exposed and find out who the real culprits are. McVeigh may be part of it, but he's only one cog in a set of gears, just a small, minute part.
Some militia watchers worry that the more radical elements of the movement will be moved to violence by the verdict, and especially by an execution. Kenneth Stern monitors militia groups for the American Jewish Committee.
I'm concerned when these folk who see the world in a paranoid view anyway are going to have their emotions stirred up by a trial that has conspiracy theories around the edges of it in terms of the movement. It may, in fact, agitate them, make them more nervous, and I get worried when these folks that are well-armed or paranoid anyway get their paranoia stirred up further.
Stern suggests that there may be more to worry about when Terry Nichols is tried on charges that he helped McVeigh.
Terry Nichols, unlike Timothy McVeigh, was somebody that was very much more involved with that ideology. He declared himself as a sovereign citizen, so he was, you know, somebody that was much more involved with sort of the vocabulary and theology and ideology of the hardcore adherents of the movement. You know, Nichols is somebody that's much more palatable in some ways than McVeigh, and I think they will treat him differently.
When asked about that, militia adherents said they hadn't thought about Terry Nichols much yet. This is Howard Berkus reporting.